is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, Ceviche Wednesday, April 10th, and today's pod, out of all the pods, this is the best one yet.
We're whipping up the top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
But first, besties, by popular demand, next week, Jack and I are recording our second episode of the T-Boy Hotline, aren't we, Jack?
The T-Boy Hotline, where you call in with questions, and Nick and I give our answers.
We're sourcing questions right now. What kind of questions are we thinking, Jack?
Like, why doesn't Nick ever wear jeans?
And then why does Jack own shares of Levi?
I love jeans that much. We'll answer both those questions. Your questions about life, investing, working, all the stuff on T-Boy Hotline.
So Yetis, email us at nickandjack@tboypod.com and we'll get your questions on our hotline show.
T-Boy Hotline, it'll be the best one yet.
But in the meantime, Jack, we've got a fantastic show today. What are our three stories, man?
For our first story, Dude Perfect, the squad of YouTube creators are building a Disney-style theme park for trick shots.
And a private equity firm just gave them a $100 million check to do it.
For our second story, it's Bain. This consulting company just told us the secret to a successful corporate acquisition.
Because 60% of acquisitions fail, or do they?
And our third and final story, TikTok doesn't care that America's trying to ban it. So TikTok is launching a new photo sharing app.
TikTok is zucking Instagram, and you heard it here first.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
I mean, what a fantastic mix of stories for Ceviche Wednesday, man. Love the mix.
Costco. I'm a long-lasting member since last year. I can tell you it's the home of the $1.50 hot dog and soda combo.
Costco! It is the home of the 24-pack of a gallon tub of peanut butter pretzel bites.
They sell gasoline, they sell diamond rings,
and they sell gold!
Gold! Silver and gold!
Hey, Eddie's Costco, they really do sell gold. Like, gold bar gold.
Not just Kirkland golf balls. Kirkland Gold Bars.
Besties, you may remember back in September last year, Jack and I did an entire story on Costco's newest product, Gold Bars.
99.99% pure, 1 ounce golden bars.
$2,000 a bar. They sold out in minutes. We covered it on the pod.
You come for the 28-pack of paper towels, you leave with the 1 pack of gold bars.
Honey, get the shopping cart and the vault.
Oh, here's the update. Costco isn't just selling gold bars. They might be the number one seller of gold bars, like in the country.
Get this. New Wells Fargo estimates say that Costco is selling $200 million of gold bars every single month.
Now that's a bulk order. We repeat, Costco sells an estimated $200 million. In physical golden bars every month.
All right, Jack, carry the one, add the nine. That's $2 billion with a B dollars in gold bars in a year if they keep this up.
And that's 100,000 bars per month.
That's also 138 gold bars every hour if we keep going this way.
Now, why are Costco members snatching up every bar Costco will serve them?
Well, gold prices are at an all-time high, and nothing investors buy more when they're a little bit scared than gold.
The only thing missing on these golden bars, the Kirkland logo.
Huge missed opportunity. How'd they not stick a Kirkland brand on that gold bar, man?
So Yetis, next time you're at the Costco food court, put down the churro and put down the double chunk chocolate cookie bar.
Because gold bars are the new chocolate bars. Actually, I don't know what's more expensive these days, man. Yetis, let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show. Start the show.
First, a quick word from our sponsor. Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yetis, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. For our first story, Dude Perfect just did something that no other YouTube creator has ever done. Get this. They raised $100 million from private equity.
Because Dude Perfect believes that they're building the next Disney.
Jack, if we are going to tell the story, let's go back in time 15 years ago. Take us to a college dorm room, man.
Five college roommates from Texas A&M were just messing around in the backyard.
They tossed a basketball from the roof of the house into a hoop that happened to be in the back of a moving pickup truck.
Let me repeat that. One of the guys was on the roof of their house. Another guy was driving a pickup truck that had a basketball hoop in the truck bed. And the guy from the roof shot the basketball and landed it in the moving basketball hoop.
The key here, besties, is that they recorded all this on a camcorder. They uploaded it to YouTube. And that became the first ever Dude Perfect video, which got how many YouTube views, Jack?
Today, it's racked up 44 million views.
And Yeti's that idea, wild sports trick shots that anyone can do, is what the five dudes of Dude Perfect still do today. And that is their entire business.
I just watched a video. They built a mile-long Hot Wheels track and attached a camera to the car as it went down the massive track that they built.
Jack, I just watched a video where they tossed a bottle onto a trampoline and then landed that bottle onto their buddy Timmy's head. I made up the Timmy part.
These guys are big on bottle flips.
This is like the equivalent if we were throwing microphones through hula hoops, Jack. It's crazy.
Now, the dudes, they stick to sports, stunts, and trick shots, so it's uncontroversial content.
They're not going to get canceled for sticking that landing, but they did bring in $25 million in revenue in 2022, and now Wall Street wants in on that trick shot money.
So Dude Perfect just raised $100 million of fresh cash from private equity to turn their YouTube business into a multimedia empire.
But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this business. The way Jack and I see it, building a media company is a lot like building a house, isn't it, Jack?
You're always thinking about your next addition.
With a media company, even like our media company, you're always trying to add a new addition. Bathroom here, patio there, grill goes over here.
But nobody's done it as well as Dude Perfect, because they don't just have a YouTube channel with 60 million subscribers.
No. Dude Perfect has turned trick shots into multiple business models.
Kick it off with sports equipment.
Dude Perfect has Dude Perfect branded footballs and a partnership with Nerf.
They also have board games. A Dude Perfect bouncy tic-tac-toe game.
Dude Perfect is even in the food and beverage space.
They partnered up with Smoothie King and have the top-selling smoothie there, the Dude Perfect smoothie.
And Dude Perfect's in streaming.
Amazon's Thursday Night Football, Dude Perfect does an alternate telecast of that NFL game.
Dude Perfect's next big business model is a theme park.
Dude Perfect announced a year and a half ago that they were building Trick Shot Town. And it's going to be topped off at 330 feet.
We're talking a 330-foot trick shot tower. Well, you and your family are going to go and dunk a basketball from basically a skyscraper.
I think you're actually going to just drop the ball and hope that it lands in the basketball hoop 330 feet below.
Sit down, stand up, and sit back down on the trampoline. These are influencers from YouTube who are basically building influencer worlds.
Well, here's what Nick and I think is on page one of Dude Perfect's pitch deck that they've been pitching to investors.
Dude Perfect just told investors that they are today what Disney was back in 1935.
Dude Perfect says that they are today what Disney was in 1935.
A core idea of creativity that will blossom into multiple forms of media distribution.
But page two says they have a better proof of concept than Disney did.
Because Dude Perfect has 60 million subscribers who watch and consume anything they create, like tossing a microphone through a hula hoop. So, Jag, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Dude Perfect?
Creators have replaced athletes as the idols of America's youth.
Yetis, again, $100 million private equity check, that's a big check. But here's the story and key statistic that we think convinced private equity to write that check.
There's a little paraphrasing here, but here's what the investor said. When you talk to teenagers and kids that watch The Dudes, 3 out of 4 of them say that they want to be an influencer or a creator when they grow up.
3 out of 4 kids these days want to be an influencer? That's a big, big shift.
Now, when I was a kid, when Nick was a kid, 3 out of 4 kids wanted to be athletes when they grew up. Athletes were our idols.
Today, it's online creators. Like, you want to be Kim K, not MJ.
Just like the massive media and merchandise businesses that were built around athletes, the same empires are now being built around creators.
Because when it comes to money, cash follows the kids.
And creators have replaced athletes as the idols of America's youth.
For our second story, Bain, the consulting company, just revealed the secret to a successful acquisition.
We got to talk about the dirty secrets of deal making.
All right, Jack, if you're going to say that, let's just kick it off with that, man. The dirty secret of deal making. What is it, man?
Here it is. Most mergers and acquisitions fail.
Yeah, this, yeah, it is. Between 60 and 70% of the time, the value is destroyed. It is not created. And that merger or acquisition didn't work.
2 out of 3 deals, value is destroyed, not created.
AOL Time Warner didn't work out.
Quaker Oats acquiring Snapple didn't work out.
Amazon, they still don't know what to do with Whole Foods. They acquired them years ago. No idea what's going on there.
So why do companies still do acquisitions even though there's a 2 out of 3 chance that acquisition is going
to
fail?
Well, Jack, because CEOs, they need to justify those big paychecks, man.
That's right. CEOs need to show the board and shareholders that they're doing something to try to spur some growth.
Anything, something, show me anything, man.
And that theory that most M&As fail, it was affirmed back in 2004 by a study from Bain.
Bain, the management consulting firm, said that 60% of mergers and acquisitions failed to live up to expectations according to the very CEOs who made them.
There you have it. 60% of deals are bad deals, but we keep doing them.
One sec. Pause the pod. Jack, we just got an update from Bain.
Bain felt this week that they needed to correct the record.
Shocking news, but after 20 years, Bain just said the opposite. They said that mergers actually are working.
In fact, Bain now says that companies will fail unless they have an active merger and acquisition strategy.
Apparently, based on the new data, if you're not acquiring to grow, then you're going to be left behind. Buy or die, baby.
And here's the data that Bain felt so convinced by.
From 2000 to 2010, companies that acquired frequently earned 57% higher shareholder returns.
From 2010 to 2020, companies that acquire frequently did 130% better in the stock market.
Case in point, Apple has acquired over 100 companies in just 6 years.
Microsoft has acquired 250 companies.
But here's the interesting thing, Yetis. It's not just about signing term sheets, is it, Jack?
To properly correct the record, Bain illustrated the tricks of a successful merger and acquisition strategy.
And trick number one, if you want a successful acquisition, don't acquire to get bigger, acquire to get better.
In 2004, Sears merged with Kmart simply to get bigger. And that mega deal did not work.
On the other hand, in 2008, Bank of America acquired Merrill Lynch to get better. They added a brokerage to a bank, and that did work.
Don't acquire to get bigger, acquire to get better.
Which leads to rule number two. If you want a good acquisition, go full CIA with complete due diligence before you buy that company.
Before 2004, when deals were bad, acquirers would merely look at the financial statements before they bought a company.
But now acquirers are tapping into expert networks. They are literally finding current and ex-employees to get to learn about the company they want to buy.
They're finding basically corporate spies, like people who work at like Nestle. An acquirer will pay that person at Nestle to share the dirty secrets of what's really happening at the company.
Like, hey, Darlene from Dunkin', what can you tell us about Dunkin' before we acquire Dunkin'?
If you want a successful acquisition, go full CIA and find somebody who works at the company who will spill the beans of what's really happening.
But Jack, what is the takeaway for all of our buddies doing mergers and acquisitions?
M&A is like a muscle. The more you work it, the stronger it gets.
Now, Yetis, Jack and I, we've sold our company before. We've spun it out before, too. And we've worked with a few internal merger and acquisition people. It's typically the biz dev team.
And those biz dev people told us that the key is not just acquiring the right company. It's integrating that company after you buy them.
Okay, here's what they realized. The first company is the hardest to integrate. The second company is the second hardest. And the third company is the third hardest.
With each successive deal, BizDev and management begins to understand their own company better and how to integrate another company better.
And that is why Bain said that undoubtedly the number one predictor of a successful acquirer is experience.
That's why the riskiest deal of all is the big one-off deal from an inexperienced acquirer.
Like picture that AOL deal where they merged with Time Warner years ago. Didn't work out.
It was a big random one-off deal to get bigger and it did not work out.
And because besties, merging and acquiring are verbs just like running and lifting.
M&A is like a muscle. The more you work it out, the stronger you get.
Now, a quick word from our sponsor.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
And Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work. For our third and final story, TikTok is ignoring threats of getting banned, and instead, TikTok is about to launch a new Instagram knockoff.
That's right. TikTok is about to zuck Instagram.
Jack, last month, the House of Representatives voted to force TikTok to divest from China or get banned in America.
So for a month, we've been wondering, will the Senate vote to ban TikTok?
The momentum's kind of stalled right now. That's the update.
So now TikTok's doing what they've been doing the last 4 years, assuming that they won't get banned and plowing on with new initiatives.
Well, TikTok is actually going on the offensive. In fact, you may have noticed TikTok's next move.
If you've been on TikTok lately, you might have noticed a funny pop-up.
Yeah, a weird pop-up on your screen. What did that pop-up say, Jack?
Your existing photos will be shared on a new TikTok app.
Besties, this is not a joke. This is not a drill. TikTok confirmed that they are working to launch a photo app.
So if you've posted photos on TikTok, they're going to migrate them over to this new TikTok photo app.
Now, based on the TikTok coding, which Jack and I did not go into T-Boy style, this new app will be called Notes.
Huge missed opportunity. Should have been called TikPic.
Oh, yeah, or PikTok.
Oh, I love PikTok.
Do it, TikTok. Take PikTok.
But what should TikTok really have called this new photo sharing app? Instagram.
Yetis, what's going on here is that TikTok is zucking Instagram. TikTok is launching an identical scrollable photo app.
That means we've come full circle when it comes to companies stealing each other's social media features.
We've totally come full circle on this, Jack.
Because 4 years ago, Mark Zuckerberg was freaking out from TikTok's growth. So Mark Zuckerberg does what he does best. He zucked TikTok.
He copied TikTok's key feature, a vertical feed of short form videos.
They call it Instagram Reels. And that's been the source of Instagram's growth the past 4 years.
All right. So yeah, let's just pause the pod for a second. Instagram first zucked TikTok, but now TikTok is zucking Instagram.
Not to get ironic, but how meta is this?
That is so meta, Jack.
And why is TikTok doing this? Because right now, Instagram is beating TikTok.
That is, last year, Instagram grew by 20%. That is a growth surge.
But TikTok's growth slowed to just 4% last year.
So after Instagram zucked TikTok, TikTok is now re-zucking Instagram. It's a zuck fest. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at TikTok? I mean Notes.
We have reached late stage social media.
Yetis, you know that Spider-Man meme? Like the one where like each of the Spider-Men are staring at each other? The three Spider-Men.
That's what this reminds us of.
Because right now we're at peak social media. Every social media app has copied the features of all the other social media apps.
This began in 2016 when Instagram copied Snapchat, with Instagram stories.
And it's being completed now with TikTok copying Instagram's photo feed.
Now, interestingly, this copying of each other, it happens eventually in all industries.
Well, it sure as it does. You see it in cars, you see it in banks, you see it in streamers. After a few years, everyone starts sucking each other.
With cars, with banks, with streamers, they're all pretty much offering the same stuff these days.
Because as the best ideas of innovators get emulated, the result is a bunch of lookalikes.
Mature industries, they often result with just a little bit of differentiation between the competitors.
Well, in social media, the difference is the algorithm. And that is what will determine which app wins.
Whose algorithm will show you just the right videos and pictures to keep you scrolling a little bit longer? Don't shut the app.
The social media apps are zucking each other features. We've reached late stage social media. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for Ceviche Wednesday?
Dude Perfect has turned silly backyard stunts into what could become the next Disney.
Because creators have replaced athletes as the idols of America's youth.
For our second story, for 20 years, the word has been that M&A fails 2/3 of the time. But Bain just corrected the record.
Today, companies must acquire to stay ahead. And the more acquiring you do, the better you get, just like a muscle.
And our third and final story was TikTok. They're preparing to launch an app that's just like the OG Instagram. It's for photo sharing.
TikTok, they're zucking Instagram, which means we've reached late stage social media.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
Today, we get the celebrity of economic reports. The CPI report comes out today. This reading will determine when the Fed cuts interest rates.
If inflation remains stubbornly high, then we'll probably have higher rates for longer.
But if inflation has fallen, maybe the economy is ready for some lower interest rates.
And second, Sunday's Iowa versus South Carolina national championship game averaged 18.7 million viewers.
That makes that the most watched basketball game of any kind in 5 years.
That women's college basketball game had more viewers than any basketball game, men or women, pro or college, in the last 5 years.
Finally, Jack and I have a UPDATE. Scrabble is changing the rules. For the first time in 75 years, a new version of Scrabble is coming out with easier rules.
Scrabble worries that the game is too intimidating and it needs to become more collaborative.
Okay, so Hasbro's new version will let you compete in teams. It'll be easier to play. And it'll be faster to play.
I'm all for this, man. Because if you sign up to play Scrabble, you're signing up for like an hour and a half of intensity.
Jack gets STRESSED.
It's like golf. Like 18 holes is way too many. Can I play 9 instead?
6.
6 would be great.
We're good with 6.
So I assume this new Scrabble is like 6 holes of golf.
It's a par 3 6-hole course of Scrabble, Jack.
I'm all for it, man.
I don't even think they have vowels in this one. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Tommy Chang from lovely Dallas, Texas.
Last week were the Barkley Marathons in Tennessee. Have you heard of the Barkley Marathons?
Maybe you haven't, but you should know them because this is the most grueling physical competition humans have ever tried. Hardest race in America.
Only 20 people have ever even finished these marathons.
And here's why. The Barkley Marathons are over 100 miles long and include 63,000 feet of elevation.
Nick, that's 2 Mount Everests of climbing.
Hey, you were sprinkled on that context. And people who run it, it typically takes 3 days. You have to like sleep strategically throughout the course, apparently.
And last week, the first woman ever finished the historic Barkley Marathon.
Jasmine Paris finished this marathon in 59 hours, 58 minutes, and 21 seconds, which is literally 99 seconds before the cutoff.
She joins 19 other men who have finished this grueling physical feat.
Yetis, you look fantastic today. If you're at Costco, enjoy the gold bars. And if you're not at Costco, then Jack and I would love your questions for T-Boy Hotline.
Send in your questions so that this episode of T-Boy Hotline is the best one yet. Email us at nickandjack@tboypod.com with your question.
In the meantime, keep looking fantastic. If you know, you know. And Jack and I will see you tomorrow.
Hey,
And before we go, congratulations to Yeti Haley Olivares for the birth of baby number one, Delilah. Your hubby Isaiah is loving you in Pueblo, Colorado.
Happy 6-year anniversary to Ashley Wendland and Julian Roman in Chicago.
And congrats on the new butt tender job. Keep running.
Congratulations to Matt Brooks for opening his first eBay store selling vintage books in Boca Raton.
And Sarah E. Yamas is turning 28 years old with a birthday and a new job in her baggy Levi's of San Antonio.
Happy 9th birthday to Noah Lapham, a math whiz with a huge heart in Lakeland, Florida.
And a happy 20th birthday to Anna Kolakowski in lovely Louisville, Kentucky.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon and Disney, and we both own stock of Apple. Microphone through a hula hoop was such a funny random example.
That's a stupid thing too, because it'd be pretty easy actually.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.